And I have Andrew from the Incandescent on the line, a Christian indie rock band from Spokane, Washington. How about we just start off with, I guess, the instrument you play and how this band formed and how the name came to be?
Sure. So I am the lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist for the Incandescent. And the band formed back in 2010. Initially, I was working actually as a sound engineer for another band at the time, and met some guys in a band who were doing Christian music, and we became really fast friends. And as time just went on, they were wanting to start a side project. I was looking for a project.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that other band kind of faded out, and the side project became the main project. And we called it the Incandescent, and that's kind of how the band formed. Obviously, a few more details than that,
right.
But that's kind of how it came about, which was pretty fun. That was a really fun experience for us.
Now, did someone decide on the name, or you were saying that you kind of met these guys and formed the band? Was that name already in place, or did you guys come up with it together?
I kind of came into it with the name. Initially, the Incandescent wasn't supposed to be a band at all.
Mm-hmm.
We were worship leaders up in Washington State.
I see.
Initially, we tried to start a project where we got together with other worship leaders or bands to co-write songs together to put out, for like a, kind of a community or regional representation of what worship music sounded like in
mm-hmm.
In the Northwest. And we called that the Incandescent Project, and it didn't really go anywhere. No one really latched onto it. And so one day our former drummer, who was one of the founding members, was like, well, hey, let's call the side project the Incandescent.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of stuck. And,
I see.
We went from there. But the way we landed on the name was there's a lot of different references to light in the Bible. In fact, one of our fans told us there's 337 references to light. And so I thought that was really interesting. And so started doing some research on it, and in the research of just pursuing why is that referenced so many times, ended up reading an article by Thomas Edison, who really kind of mainstreamed the word incandescent, and his definition was to emit light from being heated within. And
wow.
We thought that was just a really cool representation of what it looks like to be a Christian, right. Because we're plugged in, like a light bulb. We're plugged into an external power source, which is, Jesus. And if we're living daily with him, then, he flows through us, and we're able to radiate his light and his message to the world around us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where everything kind of came from.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I'm always curious as to how bands come up with their name, if they hold, a specific meaning, or just kind of an experience that they've gone through, or just, that kind of thing. Now, you said, I noticed on your website that some bands that have influenced your sound include Switchfoot, Coldplay, and Imagine Dragons. So I guess wanted to know what it is about those bands that kind of you guys are drawn to and kind of not necessarily emulate, but can go into how you approach music and how what they've done kind of has impacted. I know there's just a couple bands, but are there any others, and how do they influence your sound?
Yeah, I think those bands that you listed off really have inspired us to pursue music for a couple of reasons. I think with each band, there's kind of a different thing about them that really inspired or drives us.
Mm-hmm.
Switchfoot, we just love their sound, and we love, the stylings of John Foreman's lyrics and just the way that they, actually put all that together. If you listen to a Switchfoot record, it has a certain sound, but it sounds like Switchfoot, and then they put something else out, and it could sound, completely different musically, but it still sounds like the same band.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, just their ability to be consistent, but also be creative and expressive at the same time. I think with bands like Coldplay, like, we just really admire their creativity that they have on a musical level.
So I know I've always just liked the kind of emotion that they can bring out, you know, not necessarily lyrically, but even just with the music.
Yeah.
So I know that's something that a lot of people can kind of resonate with them. And I just, you know, I can feel that with your music. You know, not necessarily the lyrical parts, even though that's powerful, just the musical parts that can allow you to kind of reflect or just impact on whatever you're going through at that moment.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that for all of us, I think that's really, just really kind of the button that Coldplay pushes, is like, just mm-hmm. the music that they create can really invoke an emotion and draw you in. And then that tied with the lyrics kind of takes you on a journey.
Exactly.
And it can cause you to think, and can cause you to, you know, react emotionally. And I don't know, it's just, it's really cool. And then, you know, other bands like Imagine Dragons, Need to Breathe, even bands like Kings of Leon, I think what we really appreciate is just kind of like the rawness of the sound and the heart behind, you know, what they're doing musically, as well as just, you know, stylistically, the big drums, the
yeah,
big guitar.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, just the percussive part, especially with the Imagine Dragons and how they use that bass drum and, you know, that kind of heartbeat, you know, kind of music that you feel rhythmically. I think I can hear that in your guys' self-titled EP. There's kind of a lot of drum stuff going on in that one.
Yeah, totally. So I think, you know, just, you know, thinking real about those bands, I think those are the things that really have kind of drawn us, you know, to them stylistically. And obviously they're an influence to us, and you can kind of hear some of that in what we've put out so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool to see how, you know, something one person or one group of people does can affect what we do. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And what is the songwriting process like for you guys? I don't know if you have, you know, someone that's kind of usually the songwriter in the band, and then other people that are on the arrangement side with melodies, chord progressions. How does that work with the Incandescent?
Yeah, so the songwriting process has really changed over the years. We're going into our sixth year together as a band, and for the first 3 years, probably 3 or 4 years, the songwriting process looked like I would come up with an idea for a song and bring it to the rest of the guys, and, you know, they kind of had the veto power to be like, yeah, this is something that we want to pursue or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was something that we wanted to pursue, a lot of times kind of like that skeleton of the song would, you know, would change based upon what we were feeling and even like who we were listening to at the time, you know,
right.
What our influences were. But in the time since, the writing process has really changed from, you know, me or one of our other members, you know, really coming up with the skeleton of the song, to more of a collaboration across the board.
Mm-hmm.
One of our guitarists, Colin Johnson, he's really come into his own as a songwriter. So a lot of times, either he or I will come up with an idea and, you know, kind of make like a voice memo of it in our phones and send it to the other and be like, hey, what do you think about this? Or, you know, what could this possibly look like?
Mm-hmm.
And so we go back and forth and really kind of come up with the song that way. Or, even other guys have come up with different lyrical concepts or just like ideas of which you could like build the platform of the song off of. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that creativity sparks someone else's creativity. And
this huge web then.
Yeah, it's like a big web. And at that point, usually the whole band is kind of working on it together. And I think for what we're working on now, it's very much a group effort more than anything, from the creation to the final product of each song that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we've had some member changeovers in the last couple of years. And I think we've just got a really, really great lineup of guys who just blend well together. And, you know, on our own, I don't think that we could do this very well, but together we're stronger and better together, you know, kind of like the the phrase says, we're better together, and everybody brings in their creativity and influences, and the songs are better for it.
Yeah, I think that's great that each of you play a part, and like you said, how now, you know, someone that's just kind of on certain instrument is now into the songwriting process, you know, themselves, and kind of just building off one another. That's cool, because I know hearing the song, you may not know, you know, who did this, who did that. So being able to hear that from you, you know, I, you know, worked on this, and now we're kind of collaborating, where it's kind of more diplomatic as opposed to someone that's just in charge of everything, you know, with your ideas only and no actual input. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, the process of creating music has become more fun too.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're having fun creating, it fosters more creativity, I guess.
Right.
If that makes sense at
all.
Yeah. You know, rather than one person kind of having to be, you know, an endless fountain of ideas to pitch to everybody, you know, five heads are better than one head.
Right.
So that's kind of the way things have been. I'm really, really excited for the songs that we're working on now, and just the future of what we're planning to do.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you guys are in Texas now, and you have some shows that are in your hometown. And I was just wondering if you guys plan on kind of branching out and maybe going to some cities in the West Coast, or, you know, even East Coast, or if there are any cities you guys want to go to maybe next year, any plans in that area?
Yeah, the hope is to continue growing and just get to as many cities as possible and play music and meet people and just, you know, just kind of grow what's going on here. We would definitely love to hit up more West Coast cities. We're from Washington State, and so we're a little far away from most places.
Right.
But we'd definitely love to get into cities like L.A., you know, San Francisco, San Diego. We've played up in like the Portland area and
mm-hmm.
Eugene, Seattle, all those kind of, you know, places that are close to us. We've definitely been through, but you know, starting to hit some of the other major cities, Phoenix, Denver. That's definitely on the horizon, and we're coming up with a plan to do that.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We're really excited.
No, I look forward to you guys coming out here. Now, as a Christian band, how do you keep your faith in the midst of touring, and also just in the music industry itself, and just kind of its, you know, principles and politics and all this other stuff, and just temptations and challenges that Christians can face? How do you guys stay true to who you are and God?
I think that one of the things that keeps us really grounded is we've got a very, very strong community
mm-hmm.
back at home.
Right.
There's, you know, we've got our families and friends and church families, and they're all behind what God is doing with this band 100%. And so that alone right there is huge. And also we have friends who are very real, and they're not afraid to ask the hard question, you know, being like, hey, so you guys are out doing this stuff, you know, what's really going on? Don't sugarcoat it. And so having people who are direct with you and willing to get to the heart of the issue is really important. And you know, we're not a full-time band yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely something that we're working towards, but when we're not touring, we're back at home with family and also working other jobs. And a few of us in the band are on staff at a church. And so the leadership at that church, again, they're behind what we're doing, and they're proud of us. And so they don't leave any room for error either.
Right.
And so they keep us very honest and just forthright. And again, just ask the pointed questions that keep you pursuing Jesus yourself,
mm-hmm.
And really thinking about, you know, everything that we do and say from the perspective of, okay, I am a musician, I'm a Christian, but, you know, above and beyond just those labels, I am an ambassador of Christ. And
right.
So anything that I say or do is, you know, ultimately a reflection of Him. And so thinking about that and being very just thoughtful and articulate in the way that we do things.
Yeah, it's a great responsibility.
Yeah,
like you said, it carries over to everything you do and everything you say.
With the industries, there's totally pressures, you know, to do, be one thing or be another.
Mm-hmm.
Even within the Christian music industry, there's expectations that you should have a certain sound or say things a certain way. You know, there's a lingo or an image or a look or something. And, you know, we just know who God has called us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's called us to do, and we want to do that well and have that be our primary objective. And then, you know, so far, everything else has really kind of fallen into place, and so you don't have to necessarily worry too terribly much about some of the other stuff.
Right, because I think it's, as long as that's your priority, then everything else will fall into place.
Yeah. And being an independent band gives us a lot of freedom to really kind of stick to our guns mm-hmm. on that one. And not that, you know, a label or a management company would, you know, say, want us to do anything that would be in contradiction to what we believe or want to do. But, you know, where we're kind of in control of everything, it's been a really good fit for the season that we're in.
That's good. I'm going to let you go, but first I just want to know if there's anything you want to say to those out there listening, any advice or encouragement, maybe for musicians or just people that are living life, and just any encouragement, kind words or wisdom you want to impart out there.
Yeah, absolutely. My encouragement would be in any area of life, put Jesus first, like pursue Jesus on your own. And pursue him in a group context, to fellowship with people. And if you put him first and then prioritize everything after that, life's not always going to be super easy, but it's going to be full. And you'll find blessings in the hard times. And if you're able to do that and just really live a life of joy in the Lord, no matter what comes at you, whether it's a personal, you know, scenario that you're going through, or if you're a musician or college student or whatever, you know, whatever kind of pressures that might be put on you from the outside world, if you're, you know, living a life of joy with the Lord, you'll be able to get through it and lean on him, and everything's gonna work out.
Amen. So
that'd be my encouragement.
All right. Thank you so much, Andrew, guitarist and vocalist for the Incandescent indie rock band, Christian indie rock band from Spokane, Washington. Have a great day, a great time on tour in Texas. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.